Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, this is Paul DeAngelis, though, Dan. I don't want to mess up. Let me go to him. He is the guy on the, and nice work by you, Dan, on the Belmar
attempt. That was from a listener, thanks to his cousin, I think it was.
Okay, he voted to let the Attilas gym keep their business license, right?
Yes, he did. He was the sole person on the council to do that.
Okay, let me go to Paul. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling in, and thanks for being the voice of reason in Belmar.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Dom.
Well, tell me, why did you go against your colleagues who seem to be open and shut on this, Paul, that they had to take away their business license?
Well, actually, we never really discussed it. They did discuss having the vote, but I think that they wanted everybody to vote their mind, and no one really said, hey, this is the way we're going to vote. This is, you know, we want to take their license. I was against taking a guy's license prior to him having his day in court. Okay. I thought that that might leave us open to a lawsuit. And I believe that their counsel actually brought that up in front of us. Have the gym owners done things wrong? Yes, they have. Absolutely.
Well, what have they done wrong?
Well, they did things that, well, first of all, they went against Murphy's, you know, ruling to open up. You know, that was the number one thing. Then I think they went in contempt of court. A judge came down and said, no, you can't open.
Okay, Paul, can I put you on hold because I want to give you a little bit of time here. Is that okay? Because I'm up against a break. Okay, I just want to go to you and hear what you had to say. All right, Paul DeAngelis is the guy who voted to allow the Attilas gym to have their day in court. He didn't vote to take away their business license. But, Dan, it sounds like to me he might vote to do that. So I want to give him a full hearing. Nice work, too, on listeners getting Paul on. We're coming to him in just a minute. Big issues, big guests, Dom Giordano program. So Paul DeAngelis has been good enough to call in, thanks to a listener, too, to help with this. Paul is the one vote on the Belmar Town Council that did not vote, I would emphasize, it appears to be yet, to take away the business license of the Attilas gym. That's what we were talking about. Let me go back to Paul here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Paul, doesn't it appeal to you the argument they're making, the inequity of this? There's no science. Don't you look at the science of this and what they've done in the gym before you would take away their bread and butter?
Absolutely, Dom. I mean, I'm a businessman in town myself. I head up the Business Alliance here in town. Okay, and you know, just like I had said to the council after the vote, we had talked about it. I said, everybody here has a job, but none of you work for yourself like I do. And I said, I have to tell you something. If it wasn't for the PPM that it kept me in business, the money that I received in February and March, I didn't have anybody coming in my place.
Right.
But yet, I didn't get rid of any of my guys, and I kept them on, and I also paid their health care. So, you know, that I can feel what these business owners are feeling, having to stay shut down. I myself, I'm not a member of Attila's Gym, but I myself, I'm a member of Giant Fitness. And Sam, the fellow that owns that poor guy, he owns about five Giant Fitnesses. And he doesn't own the buildings. He rents the buildings for the most part, as far as I understand. So you can imagine the hurt that's being put on all the other gym owners that are having to stay closed all this time. And why is he picking just on gyms? I don't understand that. Has there been proven science stating that gyms could cause this more than a Target or a Home Depot or a Lowe's? My only theory is behind it is he's taking the sweat and maybe the heavy breathing into
right.
consideration.
But Paul, that's the heart of the matter that we see. Here in Pennsylvania, it's been even worse, where governors are picking winners and losers. There's no science to do that. And I'm sure these guys presented to you the protocols and what they put into play, the number of hours they've had people in there with no virus cases back
Correct.
To them. I like what Belmar did in the beginning, where they pro formally told him in violation and all, and then moved on. But
yes.
I don't like the Belmar police, who I know some, of course, having to pull people over in car stops after they were in the gym. That's way over the line.
Well, I was dead set against the Belmar police having to handle this. That's taxpayers' money. There was a lot of overtime paid for our police to go down there. You have Governor Wolf in your state actually called a small town up, and he asked if the local police, he called the mayor and said, will the local police go over and shut this woman down who wants to open up her hair barbershop, it was. And the mayor of the town said, I'm not going to do it. If
right.
if you want that done, you send in your state police to do it. I'm not going to have my local police do that and have to spend money, taxpayers' money, and put my guys in jeopardy, which I didn't like. Okay, when we have an eighth of a mile away a state trooper's barracks.
Yes. And if the governor's at war with these people, then, and it's so scientifically unsafe, that's exactly it. And I was supporting Belmar in the beginning. Now, would you vote to still take away their business license in a second round here?
No, absolutely not. I'd vote
Good.
The same way.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What would you tell us about the other members of council, though? I mean, it strikes me, Belmar, I know Belmar, I taught in the district and all. It doesn't strike me as the type of place that would engage in this.
I don't know particularly if we all of a sudden came up with this plan to revoke their license or this came from a higher position. Someone called and said, we want you to do this now.
Well, were you called? Were you called, Paul? Were you? You weren't called by the state to do this, then?
No.
Okay.
But I'm just a councilman in town. I wouldn't put it past someone to call from the county or the state and say that you ought to consider doing this, and maybe approach the mayor or someone else. It's very possible. I was not told that, but I don't know why they would jump to this. I thought myself that it should have been held off, waited on, see what happens in Camden County courts. We can always take their license down the line.
I hear you. Well put. Paul, if you'd be good enough, leave the phone number with my producer. We'd like to have you back as this continues, but thank you very much for calling in today and explaining.
All right, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.